Like a glimpse from the past, you can see the dark in a frame. You're the poster up on the wall. In my dreams, you the prince and I'm at the bar. Fairy tales, I'm not used to the man. Oh, you got me questioning, what have you done to me? Used to be out of reach. Feel like you're testing me, you're the necessity. Full court press on me. Don't fuck me up, don't let me down. You know I wanna be around. You tugging, warring with my heart. Didn't think it'd ever be so hard. Crazy, I'm letting down my guard. Don't fuck me up, don't let me down. Cause if it's love, I wanna drown.
Hey guys, what's up? I'm Antonio Mounts. I'll be your host. You're listening to Stay 100 Podcast. This is the podcast where we talk about everyday life and everyday situations. Also joining and contributing the show, he is my co-host, Larry Duncan. What's up, Larry?
Hey, Antonio. How you doing, man?
Doing well, man. It's Tuesday afternoon. Really excited for this podcast.
Behind we got a
special guest in the building. A repeated guest, like you just said.
Fan favorite, definitely.
She is Shakira Tunsil. Hey, Shakira, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Welcome back to the show, man. I know it's been like a year since, a little over a year, yeah. if I'm right.
I think so, and we're excited over a year. To, you know, catch up and see everything that you've been doing, because it's been a busy year for you, hasn't it?
Yes.
I know. I've been watching what everything you've been doing on Facebook. I hit up Larry maybe about 2 weeks ago, and I told him, I said, we got to get Shakira back on the show. She's doing a lot of great things in the community, as usual. I've been seeing you on the news. I still see you on the news. on the news, on the beach. I know you went to Miami. We're going to jump into that. So kind of talk about what you've been up to and how you been.
I've been very good. I'm not even going to lie. The past year, it's been a roller coaster for me, but it's been a great journey. It's been a blessing. It's been a lot of life experiences for me the past year, and just this going on year too as well.
That's what's up, man. Like I said, we're really excited about this episode. And like I said, I've been seeing a lot of stuff you've been doing. Kind of talk about and like jump in. Let's just go ahead and jump into it. Kind of like talk about what you got going on, what you've been up to in the last year, and what you up to.
Yeah, any new projects you got going on? Anything you want to promote?
New projects I have. I've been doing some filming. I've been doing short films for Western. I'm trying to write this book. Called Scapegoat. And what other projects I got? I got so much stuff that I'm trying to do. This traveling journey that I'm trying to do, I'm trying to revert it over to YouTube to get people to see more of an insight of me with traveling and what I do behind closed doors with school and all kind of other stuff. Modeling gigs came my way too as well, and also got a couple of internships that came my way as well out of Kentucky.
Okay, talk about your internships. You said you had a couple of them come your way. Talk about those real quick and explain to everybody, like, how's it feel to get these internships? A lot of stuff has been coming your way. Like I said, I've been following you on Facebook for the last 5 or 6 years, and your Facebook has just grown. Like, it's grown. So kind of just talk about that stuff.
The internships?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I took a year off of college. A lot of people didn't know that. I kind of kept that to myself. Mm-hmm. I did take a year off of college, and I will be returning soon. I only got a year left to finish. This year, why I took off, because the few people that did know, it was more for my mental health. You know, you got to do whatever you feel like you need to do in order to keep your sanity. It's very important to me. I didn't preach it for no reason, so it was more so my mental health and just personal problems that I had to, you know, resolve. But I also wanted to make it into a great experience, so I took it into, like, traveling. I love traveling, trying new food, meeting new people. And it's just weird because the universe sent me two internships I wasn't expecting. One of them was a Gilman internship that I did work on last year, and I ended up receiving it for me to travel outside of the States. I get to pick a country to go to next summer to travel and experience that country. And I also got another internship in Florida for Walt Disney to do hostings in Disney World.
Okay. Talk about that with the Walt Disney hosting and everything. I know that when I was at WKU, if I remember, I don't know if this happened when you were in school. I remember people had that opportunity to go to Florida and host for the summer and like get this big old internship. So kind of talk about that in Disney World in Florida, because that's obviously a place that everybody wants to go at least once.
Yeah.
So kind of talk about that.
Disney World reached out to me and they want me to host some stuff as far as like people trying foods and me being able to, like, I might have a partner that's passing out food and I'm like hosting it, or it could be worse, an area or that the kids are coming to, and I'm just basically updating you on just how the people are having their experience at the rides or how people are feeling that day. So it's just like me hosting many things at Walt Disney. I don't think I've ever been to Disney World. I don't recall. So it's going to be my first time actually being there.
That's exciting.
I've been to Florida a few times, so I'm not, you know, unfamiliar with Florida, but it's going to be my first time really getting to see Walt Disney and just, you know, the history and knowing everything about it. It's going to be great.
It's a cool place. I mean, and
I've heard.
You see people on Facebook that are just obsessed with that place. I mean, I know people who are 40, 50 years old, and like whenever they go vacation, they're going to Disney World. You know,
right.
They live up here, but they have a season pass, and they're hitting that
The Super Bowl. Even after the Super Bowl, they asked the MVP player. I know they asked Tom Brady. Speaking of Tom Brady, just retiring today.
Don't make me cry over here or anything.
Congratulations, Tom Brady, 22-year career. But I know many times when he won the Super Bowl, they'd be like, where are you going? Yep. He said he's taking his family to Disney World. Yep. So Disney World is a fan favorite, really, really popular in the United States. Obviously, not just in the United States, worldwide. So
I didn't realize how popular. I knew Disney World was popular, obviously, but I didn't know how much people took Disney World very serious. When I got my internship, I've noticed that it's more of the adults that gets more excited to see Disney World. And I think Disney World for a lot of people brings the kid out of them. You know, like it just. It's the moment I feel like Disney World gives, especially to adults and the kids too as well.
And Disney World does such a good job of making it a very memorable experience. Like when you go there, like you won't see trash anywhere. You won't see people taking trash. They have all these underground tunnels where the employees move all the food, move all the stuff. I mean, it's really they call it the happiest place on earth for a reason.
Yeah,
and it is. It's a unique experience for sure.
You said something. What I liked, we did an episode about mental health over a year and a half ago when we first started this podcast. And something I liked that you just said was a lot of people didn't know that you stepped away from college for like a year to focus on your mental health. Tell us, like, a lot of people that's going to be listening to this podcast tonight and people that's viewing it right now, kind of like, tell us, like, where you are right now, you know, mentally. Now that you took that year off, like, do you feel like you made the right decision? You know what I'm saying? Like, where are you?
I don't regret the decision at all. Because I'm in a great space. I'm more happier. I've always been happier. I mean, happy because of all the opportunities that had came my way and still coming my way. But it was more so of just putting me first, you know, because a lot of us tend to want to live for other people. Or a lot of us is set under pressure when we got goals. And so we feel like we don't want to take time to ourselves. And that's where we make that mistake.
Yeah.
So I've been in a dark place before. So I didn't want to put myself back into that. So it was like, okay, I know that I'm capable of finishing college. That's not a problem. Yeah. But myself, it needs to come first for me to be in a happy space as far as me finishing school and doing what I love to do. So, no, I don't regret it at all. Actually, during my break, I've met so many people. And I still, like I said, I've gotten so many opportunities. And then on top of that, I've been able to travel and see other things. It's broadened my mindset. It's just broadened my energy, you know, to be able to take that time to myself.
Well, it's good that you were able to come to that decision, because I know a lot of people would feel just a lot of pressure. You're like, oh, I've just got one more year of school. You know, what are my friends going to think? What are my parents going to think? What's everybody going to think about it? And you can't worry about any of that.
That's very true.
You got to do what's good for your mental health.
That's true.
And it sounds like it was a really sound decision, and it was opened up a lot of opportunities for you this year.
That's very true. And I didn't really have time with my family or the people that I love. Doing everything I was doing, just juggling so much.
Right. Yeah, you're
projects.
Busy.
That's what I was going to say.
You're always busy. So
you know, busy. I just didn't have time for them. And, you know, it was more so like, I know people will put it in your ear like, it's going to pay off, or, you know, you just finish it. But people is not living that for you, you know. And everybody can only... certain people handle things in a different manner.
Right.
Definitely.
So I enjoyed being able to spend that time that I felt I missed in the past 3 years. So it was worth it. I'll do it over again.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, you got to spend time with friends and family, because life is short. I mean,
very short.
Right.
Exactly.
I just told somebody that through a text message two weeks ago. I was like, You can't hold grudges. You got to move on. Life is too short. Because anything can happen at any second. What I want to kind of touch on also is you just seem very, very focused. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And determined. And I kind of want to ask you, like, where does that come from with you? You always, to me, you always been a leader by choice. Mm-hmm. You always been very focused, very determined, yeah. very driven. I got a lot of those qualities instilled in myself, too. And I think Larry does, too. But I noticed that about you just knowing you, like, over the years, you always, I just got to get this done. I got to be first. I got to be the last person to leave the office. Like, where does that come from? Because everybody ain't got that, you know?
That's true. That's so. Very true. It has a real big impact of me being raised by a single mother. I tell a lot of people that really affected me a lot, just how I was raised. And a lot of stuff that I dealt with in my childhood, which I'm not going to go too deep in it because I am writing a book. And the book really explains a lot to a lot of people, just a lot of stuff that I've encountered. Just a lot of things that's going to shock a lot of people, but it's more so my truth within the book. And it also falls under the mental health. So a lot of people will get a more understanding of why I'm so strong built on mental health. And just like why I am the way that I am with my personality too as well. So it's going to help. I feel like the book is going to help people that struggles with mental issues, that struggles with kind of being the outcast of the family. That's why the book is called Scapegoat. You know, you might be that child that you feel is kind of the black sheep of the family. And you have a lot of black sheeps that grow up feeling like, even if they do succeed, they just feel like, okay, there's still not enough because of the family acceptance, or I'm not doing something that's making people want to accept me for who I am. But you can still be great. It doesn't matter whether you have the family friends accepting you or not. So, you know, that's more so what the book is, and that's why my drive is as big as it is. It's just falling more for my childhood and what I've experienced.
I see you definitely, you definitely seem very, very focused. Kind of like touch on the modeling now. Where the modeling come from? I see you take pictures sometimes of yourself. Everybody does it on social media. They take a picture of themselves. They feeling confident. But I kind of, in a sense, I was kind of guessing. I was like, is she about to do modeling? So kind of touch on that for us.
The modeling. That just really just can't, I don't know. It's just weird how the universe works, because some things I didn't ask for, it just naturally come to me. And that's just crazy how life is. But the modeling thing, it was more of a connection. And someone was just like, that I had a class with when I was in school, they was just like, you know, we want you to model for us. Like, you just look like a model. Like, I get asked if I'm a model every day. If I could get paid for that, I'd be rich right now.
Really?
Yeah, seriously. Like, and she was just like, you know, we want you to model for us. And I was like, okay, you know, cool. If it's money involved, I'm in it, you know. I'm about my money.
Right.
So that's how that was. Yeah, it was just more of a connection from someone from Western, and they put me in, and I like it. It's pretty cool, you know. So
that's what's up.
That's cool. So you said during this year you had some opportunities to do some traveling. Tell us about some of your travels, like where you've been, some of the things, some places that you – you know, you really enjoy, or some place you're like, I'm probably not gonna go back there again.
Okay. Well, I'm saving up now. I pretty much got the money for it. I'm just looking for a travel van because I want to get a cheap travel van or something decent that's still going, and you know, fix it up to where I can just travel to. I want to go to all the 50 states, and then like I want to put it all into a vlog to where I'm putting it over on YouTube. I privately already been to a few states. One of them I'll share is New York. New York is its own world.
Yeah, and it's so different. Like upstate New York and New York City are like two different continents.
New York is like, I love New York because there's so many opportunities. Oh, yes. You feel like you can just, if you can't sing, you'll go to New York feeling like you're going to be that singer that night. Yep. New York just makes you feel that way. Just I guess it's more of the lights and it's the energy.
It is.
But New York is also not a babysitter, I've learned, because I went up there and I was asking people's questions like, you know, where do I go? And people's like looking like, girl, we don't.
Yeah, it's very different. Very different than down here.
They not, you know, you gotta learn your way in New York, or it will swallow you.
What areas or what parts did you go to? Did you go to like the five boroughs or certain areas?
I was in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm. Dang,
I was everywhere. What's so crazy? Like a quick story. I literally went into a cab, and this guy, his name was Shakir, so his name was close to mine. He literally, for free, drove me all the way around New York. Right. Not all around New York, but majority of New York, and was showing me, like, we didn't even know each other. I know, you shouldn't do that, but then we just clicked automatically, and my cab driver took me to a few places. He's like, this is where you go, this is like the bridge, and like, he was foreign, and we just had a good time. So that was like my first night there, and it was awesome.
Oh, that's cool.
It was really awesome.
I like New York City. I've been there many times, and
it's great.
And you just go to, I mean, there's so many places to see, so many things to do. You could spend months and months there and still not see everything. And you know, it's neat just to be walking around here, and you're like, oh man, I've seen this in a movie. I've seen this, you know, this block right here, or this, you know, this part of the park.
And it's very expensive. I was very mad when I had to pay $20 for a piece of pizza. Yeah. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
For real?
Yes.
Dang.
So if you don't got the money, or you don't, or you're cheap, go to New York.
You know what? We should expect that, though. We should expect that Shakira coming from Kentucky. Especially like when New York and Miami and places like Vegas are expensive. Because when I went to Vegas in the summertime, and I stayed in the MGM Grand Hotel.
Yeah.
And there was a burger joint down there. I don't know if I told Larry this, but a burger and fry. And I don't even think it included the drink. I think it was just like a double cheeseburger and fry from somewhere like Rockets or something like that.
Yeah.
It's really popular. Johnny Rockets. It's popular around the United States, more so on the West Coast.
Yeah.
It was like $15.99. It was like
$16. Yeah.
And then for the drink, it was like another $4.
Yeah.
So you still spent $20, and I couldn't believe it. But I'm glad I brought a lot of money down there. I'm glad I was saved. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was, because I'm one of you to say something. I was telling them, like, I'm from Kentucky. I was telling them, like, I was meeting people. I was like, my rent's this. Yeah. I pay this. I can save this. And they thought it was crazy how much we could save and how much we could live, like, compared to over there. They were like, dang. Like, and they were just in shock when I was telling people like that. Because, you know, they're from Vegas, so they used to high life, you know what I'm saying? But I'm from Kentucky. I'm not used to this.
Yeah, Vegas going to get your money one
Vegas
way or another.
New York going to get it.
The slot machines or the food
gonna get your money
or something.
Yes. And that's why I tell people all the time, because people's like, you know, I'm not going to jinx myself or, you know, accidentally manifest where I'm going to live in the future. But a lot of people will ask me, you know, where do you see yourself settling? Yeah. And I would love to stay in Kentucky, far as like living and still be able to travel, simply because it's so cheap to live here. Because people want to go to these big cities because of just the height. And then they can't keep up with the living.
They can't live their lifestyle.
It's very, when I tell you, it's expensive.
It's expensive.
It's very expensive.
It's, you know,
I mean, even Nashville's getting expensive.
Nashville.
We ain't gonna speak on Nashville.
You say you went to New York. Where other places you went to? I know you mentioned something about Miami. So we're gonna talk about Miami, which is a great place to talk about, especially vacation time. So.
Miami's a great place. I don't want to speak too much on Miami because I got that going on a vlog. I will speak on Maryland.
Okay.
I went to Maryland. Maryland was pretty nice. I never realized how Maryland was so filled with just black people. You know, I thought I was just like, wow, it's just everything about it is just so cultural appreciated. And Maryland's pretty dope. It's a beautiful city, too, as well.
That's what's
up. You go to Baltimore?
Yes.
That's what's up.
I went to Baltimore.
I got a family friend. He from Baltimore, Maryland. He always used to tell us that. He's like, you'd be surprised. He said, you seems like it's like more of a mix. He's like, it's a lot of African-Americans down there.
It is.
He was like, you see a lot of, sometimes you see Latinos out there.
I didn't know how it was like that. I'm not used to that.
I didn't think that either, because it's so close to me, like towards Washington, D.C. and all that. And he was like, nah, you'd be surprised, you know. So he said New Jersey's, it's kind of like that too, excuse me. Newark, New Jersey, all in that area over there. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you never know what you're getting to. Like when I went to Vegas out there, it was like a mix of everybody. And I think that has something to do with just the tours, though.
Yeah, most there's people coming from all over the world.
It was great, though. And I tell people, man, Vegas, out of a lot of the states I've been to, these people are the most nicest people I've ever seen. They want you to get high down there. They want you to get drunk down there. They don't care. They are legit. The cops don't mess with you. They want you to have the time of your life out there. And it's like, I was so shocked. I'm like, I can do this without getting in trouble. And you ain't going to say that. I'm like, okay. So that was Vegas, but it was great. So we just talking about a lot of traveling places right now. So I'll push it over to Larry.
Yeah, we talked earlier about just leadership skills that you have. Mm-hmm. What do you think are some good good things that people can do if they aspire to be a leader? Because some people are born that way. Some people acquire that. They work toward it. You have to work toward it. But there are steps, you know, that you can take. What do you think are some good things that people can do if they want to kind of acquire those kind of leadership skills?
I feel like if you want to be a leader in anything you do, you have to know who you are. That's just so important. You have to know who you are. Because a lot of people want that leadership role. And they don't even know who they are. So throughout the process, they tend to get lost. And then if you get lost, your team is going to get lost because you're supposed to be the leader of the team. So you're the most important out of everybody. So you have to know who you are and you have to know what it is that y'all are doing. And you can't be, you know, that person as a leader that's just selfish. And what I mean by that is just it's all about you, because you have a lot of leaders that are good leaders when it comes to being like intelligent with what needs to be done, but they don't think about the other people.
Right.
And then they wonder why the group is just slowly falling apart, because you're not feeding in or pouring into the people that's feeling like they want to be behind you.
Right.
You know, so I feel like that's just really important when it comes to leadership.
It is, yeah, because like I said, you get these leaders who are really, really good at stuff, but they don't teach their skills to anybody beneath them.
That's true.
Delegate anything. They try to do it all themselves, and so they might as well be working by themselves.
That's true. That's true. That's very true.
That was good. I was going to say leadership. And I was going to say, just to touch on that, like, especially when you're a leader and you got people around you that's following you, you want those people to do what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? You want them to keep that focus. You know what I'm saying? So like you said, like in a sense, you do kind of want to, in a sense, they're the teacher and you're like, you're the teacher and they're the disciple and you're trying to bring them up. So when you move on, they can instill that into somebody else. So I kind of get that. I like how you said that.
Because
I looked at
people,
it in a different way, but yeah, I like
if you
that.
Got people like willing to put their faith into following you, you're supposed to be pouring back into them. And
right.
we have a lot of leaders that just really, they think that they're thinking for the people because
right.
they feel like, well, I'm doing all the speaking and I'm the one always on TV, but you're not behind the scenes. You're not pouring into the people that's really putting all this faith in you, or that's putting all this, whatever they're putting into you, money or time. You're not really pouring into them
right.
because it takes a team to make who you are. You're not doing this by yourself. So
and that's why I tell people you can't do it by yourself. You gotta have a good team behind you. You gotta be focused. You gotta be structured. And that's what I feel like you have. Like, I remember last year when we had you on the show, I see you going on the news and you're doing all this stuff. Your grades are good, but I noticed something. You always had good people around you.
Yeah,
you always had really good people. Yeah, Shakira was putting in the work, but you had like, you had this person helping you out, this person helping you out. You helping that person out. You always had, like, good people around you. So that's one thing that always, like, kind of stood out to me about you. You know what I'm saying? And I think a lot of those people flock towards you, too.
Yeah,
because you're
true.
Not only your leadership, your skills, you being intelligent, but just the way you do things.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of noticed that. And I think a lot of people noticed that about you. So that's one quality I would say that you absolutely have. And that's why I always notice. So.
So I want to circle back around to you talking about your book earlier. What kind of led you to the decision to write a book?
Because I get asked a lot of questions about different things just through different time. Like, my life is, it could be a book, literally. Like, just all the things I've experienced. And I've gotten questions of just, like, the stuff that I've done in the past or just things that I'm doing now where people are literally, like, appalled by just my 360 change. And I felt like instead of me just repeatedly talking to myself or just talking to them, answering questions, I just felt like I could just write a book about it. And not only I felt like it would inspire people, but it would give people more of an understanding of just who I am as a person. I'm very private. So a lot of people be guessing stuff with me.
Or they assume things, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I feel like a book would be really great for people to get a better understanding of who I really am as a person. But not only that, I feel like the book would really help people, like I said, who are just, they feel like they're different from the family or just different from the world spiritually. So it leans into spirituality and it also leans into mental health as well. The book does.
Okay. And is it complete? Is the book done or are you still working on it?
No, I'm still working on it.
Still
I plan on publishing it the end of this year.
Okay.
And I really plan on, you know, letting people read it and selling it by the end of this year. That's my plan.
Good. Well, we'll be looking for when that comes out, and we'll be promoting
excited.
It for you.
I want to touch on something. I like something you said. and I can relate to it. You said something about, like, when people don't know your business or the person you are, your private, your low key, they tend to speculate. Mm-hmm. So when they tend to speculate, they try to guess and they assume that's what goes on. But I made a post. I seen a post. It was some kind of famous athlete, and he said something like, they can't tell nothing if they don't know, and they can't see things if you don't show. Mm-hmm. But the way our society is with Instagram and Facebook, they see you have a drink one time. Oh, she's probably an alcoholic.
Yeah.
When in reality, you're not.
Exactly.
So they speculate. So I've been through that. Like, I've had some issues like that before. Like, oh, I hear I'm doing this. I'm in this.
Right.
And I'm like, what? How does this come about? But you know that you're not doing nothing wrong. But it's like, they only want to hear the bad things about you.
Exactly.
They want the bad things to happen. And if it's good, well, there's no way he did that. Exactly. But if it's bad, she probably did that. Exactly. That's probably true.
Exactly.
So and I seen something about that, and I was reading something about that, and that was a good point what you said right there. That makes sense.
And that's why it's so important to know who you are as a person.
Right.
Because when you know who you are as a person, you don't necessarily feel you have to validate anything to anybody. So I can post that I'm drinking right now, and you're going to have those percentage of people that's going to be like, oh, she's an alcoholic, it's only 4 o'clock, she's drinking. And I'm gonna be okay with that, because I know who I am, and the people that's in my life know who I am. I don't feel like I have to explain myself to you. So when you don't know who you are, you're going to go online or wherever, and you're going to feel like, I have to show them I'm not an alcoholic, I drink water every day. So and it's going to drive you insane, because that's a forever thing, you know. Where people's going to make up stuff.
Always going to be people,
and it's always going to be people that's going to say something, rather you're doing good or bad, or rather you're doing what you're supposed to be.
And they believe something if it's bad.
So,
but if it's good, they can't be true.
Exactly. So why even worry about it?
Just
live your life and know who you are.
Just live your life.
Exactly.
You got to get to the point where you can ignore those kind of people, because, like I said, they're always going to be those people who all they want to do is tear somebody down or find the bad in something.
Yeah.
You know, just because they're not doing anything with their
positive,
life and feeling bad about themselves, so they're going to try to drag you down to their level. So, when you know you're, like I said, you know who you are, you don't worry about that.
You don't
kind
worry
of thing.
About it.
You're like, if they want to think that, I mean, why'd I care about the opinion of somebody I don't even like or don't even know? You know, why should I worry about that?
Exactly.
You know, my family and my friends know who I am.
Right.
And that's what matters. So you don't have to worry about all that. Hey,
if they ain't talking, you ain't popping.
That's
you
just noise. Exactly.
That's true.
They not talking, you ain't popping.
If you do have any kind of success, you're going to have those kind
of people. You're going to have people. It comes with that. Yes, if you want to do something in life, it's going to come with people talking about you. That's just what it is. You can't be sensitive.
Nowadays, especially.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's not like it's not like 50 years ago when people could be, you know, movie stars or you know, musicians, and you know, the only thing they had to worry about was maybe a paper writing something about them.
That's
nowadays,
true.
You
that's
know, everybody's
true.
Got a camera. You're
that's
on display
24/7.
You know, people are putting stuff on Twitter about you, and all. You can't. You drive yourself crazy trying to worry about all that.
That's
stuff.
True.
That's just
very
noise.
True.
Just noise.
That's very true.
Kind of just want to touch on, before we go, I kind of want to touch on, where do you see yourself in the next 5 years with everything that you got going on? I'm starting to think that you're about to become an entrepreneur, because you can't just be on the news. You got everything going on. I feel like you're just going to be, I feel like that's going to be your title. You know what I'm saying, though, Larry? I'm serious, though, because and you're already proven that you can do modeling. You can get on the news. Mm. You can do broadcasting journalism. You can be a leader by choice. What can't you do? And I'm starting to see that everybody can't do that. And I'm thinking you got a big future. I'm serious. I really think you got a big future in being an entrepreneur. I think that's what's gonna fit you, because you got your hand in everything, and not everybody is willing to do that.
Yeah.
But you're taking that risk, and a lot of people are scared to take risks, and you're not, and you're showing that. So what do you? That's but like going back to my question is, what do you see yourself doing in 5 years? All of that, or what?
Okay, 5 years. Dang.
Towards the future, kind of.
Yeah, or even what's coming up in the next,
next year. It can be next year.
Yeah. I've been dibbling dabbling in everything. So, outside of just like my personal life, like settling down, which is that's on the list. But outside of that, I would have to say, like, getting into Bitcoin and all that stuff. I really want to get into that. Farming too as well. I really want to do farming. Farming's my thing. I've been really studying on that. And just teaching myself a lot educationally, just being myself teacher. I've been doing that too. So I've been getting a lot of books. There's a lot of people I look on at YouTube, and I've been self-teaching myself a lot of things that society doesn't teach you and school doesn't teach you too as well. I feel like a lot of people need to touch base on not only their spiritual self, but also like just things that the world is not going to teach you. It's out there. You know, you just got to look for it. The truth is out there. It's just hard to find. Yeah. But I really, you know, just educate myself. I love learning. Mm-hmm. I love challenging my mind into, you know, learn, you know, being smarter, being more intelligent.
Yep.
And you can learn just dang near anything on YouTube nowadays. I mean, from fixing a sink to fixing a car.
YouTube is school now.
Like, I mean, it really is.
Yeah. YouTube is school.
Pretty much. Know? I mean, we're doing Zoom school for the kids.
Yeah.
Know? I mean, homeschool. Yeah. So. Yeah, it's crazy. And I mean, Bitcoin, it's a good time to get in. It's down right now.
It's a good time to get in. It's down. I need to get in
it. I really need to get in that.
But it's cycle.
It's a good time to learn. It's a good time to learn.
It's a cycle.
You know?
Yeah. It just confuses me because I guess because I'm not really in it. And I got a lot of friends that's in it. So I ain't got no excuse not to be in it. And I plan to go, like she said, I plan on getting into it. Or
yeah, just got to do your research.
I got to do more research.
Don't ever invest anything that you don't understand.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not doing that. And they be trying to get me to do that. They be like, well, you don't know what you're doing then. But they ain't want no money yet either because they rushing me into it. So,
But see, I'm learning. I'd rather invest into stuff that I know could possibly build my future and generational wealth than invest into going out to the club. And I'm celebrating with people that don't have nothing to celebrate about. I had to learn it the hard way. Like,
you ain't going to see them. You're not going to see them again.
And we rather spend our money on, you know, that temporary pleasure.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, reverting that mindset into taking that in money into putting into something that I know can go to my kids or at least go to me the next 5 years.
Well, I have to throw out a plug for my new business here. So, you know, real estate is year over year, it's the best investment.
Everybody's getting into that real estate.
I can see you doing
that. Most millionaires estate, in this country have been made with real estate because they're not making any more land. It's not,
they're taking up the land. Yeah.
And people think, I don't want to get in right now because things are so expensive. Well, it's not going down. I mean,
that's true.
This thing, you know, the people 5 years ago thought, oh, the houses are so expensive. Well, look where they'd be if they'd bought one five years ago.
True.
It's going up. It's a wonderful investment for people. So
I know it is. I already know it is.
Well, Shakir, I just wanted to say, it was great for you to come back on the show. I know it's been over a year since we last talked to you, but we're watching everything you're doing. You're doing a lot of incredible things in the community, a lot of things. Keep your head up. You're a leader by choice. Like I said, we're really excited for you. And Larry, you got anything for you?
Yeah, like Antonio said, it's really good to catch up with you.
Yeah.
You know, we've been watching it ever since we had you on the last time. And
your growth is crazy.
See everything that you're doing and how you're growing and things you're getting your hands into. It's exciting. It's exciting to see people who are not afraid to step out and learn something new. Like I said, a lot of people they're scared to get out of their comfort zone, and that's when we grow, when we get out of our comfort
zone. That's very true.
Yeah, that's the only time we grow. And I want a signed copy of the book when it comes out.
Oh yeah,
right. Yeah,
y'all two gonna be one of the first people to get the book. So
no, seriously,
I'm gonna hold you to that. I love to read.
I wish you the best on that too. We do wish you the best. Would you like to say anything, any shout outs before we let you go?
Yeah, anything you want to promote?
I would like to say that. I just want a lot of people to understand and to know that it's okay to pause. You know, it's okay to be able to just stop and breathe and to like try to figure out, okay, what am I doing? Because we tend to just go, 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 go.
It's such a busy world.
And a lot of us go, 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 go. 90% of us do it because it's not for us. It's for other people. I can't spread that enough. I've talked to so many people that do things and I'm like, why are you doing it? Well, my parents, well, my cousins, well, I see my siblings, you know, and it's like, or my friends, they're married and they're doing this. What are you doing for you? Yeah. You know, so it's good to take that break to be able to figure out who we are. What do I want to do? What makes me happy? Because as we said, you know, life is short and you have to enjoy it because you don't want to, you know, be on your deathbed thinking I should have did this. I didn't take a break to do this. And then the people that you was doing all these things for, where are they? Yeah. You know?
Exactly.
So we got to take time for ourselves because you only have yourself. And I just want people to know that because it's highly important. And don't think that you're a failure because of it. So,
yeah, you know, I read it before. You know, most people don't regret the things they did. They regret the things they didn't do. You know,
that's
in
true.
Their life. So, yeah,
that's very true.
I like that.
That's very true.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you just listened to Shakir Tunzel on the State 100 Podcast. I'm Antonio Mounsell.
I'm Larry Duncan, and thank you. Thank you again for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Listen to State 100 Podcast. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.